If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mock Draft 1.0. We have reached the back third, which thankfully is where the Washington Commanders are selecting. The Green Bay Packers are on the board at 23. I'm taking the odd teams. Anthony's got the evens, meaning I've got the Commanders pick coming up. But at 23, Anthony, I actually don't think this is that hard of a pick at this point, because I feel like there is one player that's probably fallen a little bit too far, and that is Jahdae Barron, the corner out of Texas. Packers could definitely use the help and the speed in their secondary. So Jahdae Barron, he's going to be the pick for me at 23 for the Green Bay Packers. Vikings are on the board for you at 24.
Love that pick for you, Mr. Craig Hoffman. At 24, the Vikings are on the clock, and we're going to go with safety, Nick Emanwori. You lose Cam Bynum. Harrison Smith is on the back end of his career. I think this is probably the best safety, if not other than Malachi Starks, that's available. He's fast. He's physical. I think this is the pick for him. Brian Flores will know how to utilize him.
I think Emanwori studying under Harrison Smith for a year, that could be amazing for him in the long term. The fact that they may not need him to start right away, but he could potentially earn it. I love that for Emanwori. All right, the Texans. Let me just do this the easy way. They could use wide receiver, and they could use offensive line. I think I'm going to do this for the Texans. I'm going to go with Josh Simmons, the offensive tackle out of Ohio State. This is a guy that might be a top 10 pick if he doesn't hurt his knee. Now, the knee injury is pretty significant, but if the medical all checks out and they wind up using that pick to replace Laremy Tunsil and he winds up being a top 10 tackle, like, that all is going to work out for Houston. It doesn't say it's not going to work out for Washington having Tunsil for the here and now, but that seems like a really smart use of that pick. And hopefully he's ready to go for the season. If not, they need a long-term solution there, and they can find something else in the short term.
All right. At 26, I'm a bit torn. The Rams definitely need cornerback help. But I'm not sure if they should lean Maxwell Harrison, Trey Amos.
I don't know. It's your pick.
I think Trey Amos... I think I'm going to go with Trey Amos.
Okay.
That's who I'm going with. I think he's a better, just pure man-to-man corner. Shut down.
Yeah, Amos, I mean, he's definitely interesting. I don't know, that's who I would have gone with for...
I mean, you took Jahdae Barron. That's who I was going to go with if he would have fell to the Rams.
All right.
I had to pivot real quick.
The Baltimore Ravens on the clock, they could use... some guard play. They could use an edge. They could use a DB. I think they're very good at coaching guys up and getting them in the right spots. I think Mykel Williams, the edge out of Georgia, could be an interesting guy for them. So I'm going to go that route for Baltimore. It got some nice physicality to him. I'm just going to keep things simple on the edge and go with Michael Williams, which leaves the Detroit Lions at 28 on the clock.
Craig, you just know how to mess up my board, man. I'm over here cooking some stuff up, and every time I have a name down, Jahdae Barron last time, Michael Williams this time, it's just like, man, I keep missing him.
I just got a good board because you're picking the guys that I would pick.
All right, so since Michael Williams is off the board, I think the Lions are in need of more edge help opposite of Aiden Hutchinson. They sort of kind of ran into this problem last year. Interior defensive line and also at edge. But I think Donovan, can you help me out with his last name?
Ezeraku
is the best play available, and I think that's who they should go with.
So that probably makes Commanders fans want to pull their hair out. Because he would have been the guy that I picked for them at 29. So now I'm left with a conundrum. I'm left with a fairly significant conundrum here. So the two best players probably available on the board, and if I look at, for instance, Dane Brugler's list. So here's his top. I'm just going to read off guys here until we get some names that are available. And you'll notice, I think, a pattern on the two dudes that are named first. Hunter, Carter, Genty, Graham, Walker, Campbell, Membu, Warren, Shamar Stewart, Mike Green, Colson Loveland, Tet McMillan, Cam Ward, Jahad Campbell, Matthew Golden, Derek Harmon, still available. Nick Amanwori, Will Johnson, Malachi Starks, Josh Simmons, Michael Williams, Donovan Ezeraku. Okay, Josh Connerly still available. He's got him at 23. Tyler Booker, Kenneth Grant, still available. Two of the top three players available are defensive tackles. And I think there are teams that are like Dane that have Derek Harmon as a top 20 player in this draft. I just don't know that I can, with Payne and the second rounder on Newton last year and the needs they have, I don't know whether I would just say screw it. But here's what I would say. If I am the Commanders and I've got what, you know, I would call my horizontal board, right? So I've got tier one, tier two, tier three. And if they've got Harmon or Grant for that matter in tier one and there's nobody else up there, you've already decided throughout the process that that guy is worth it. And I would just take Derek Harmon, the defensive tackle, out of Oregon. I don't know how consensus that is, though, and I don't feel strongly enough to go out on a limb and do that for Grant or Harmon over some of the other options available. I will say this is about as bad as I feel like it can get for the Commanders in terms of a worst case scenario for the guys that I would want to fall. Ezeraku, I would love to see him fall. James Pierce, I know a lot of people are probably screaming right now and say, like, I take Pierce. That dude does not say Commander to me. There are real questions about how much he loves football, the football character. I'm good on that. So I think what I would do here is go wide receiver. I think the best player on the board outside the defensive tackles, and he would be in the same class, is in a way one of the most boring players in this draft, because he's just good all the time at everything, even though I don't think he's great at anything. And Terry's getting another Buckeye in the receiver room, and I'm going to take a Mecca Igbuka out of Ohio State for the Commanders.
Oh! Oh, my gosh. A Mecca Igbuka. Okay. At 29?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll recap this later.
We will. At 6 o'clock, in fact.
Yes, sir.
On this very radio show.
At 30, the Bills, we saw last year they needed cornerback help, especially in the playoffs. They were going at Kyer Elam last year. So you need someone opposite of Christian Benford. So I'm going to go cornerback Maxwell Harrison out of Kentucky.
Like that. All right. I'm going to go Josh Connerly, the tackle out of Oregon, who might be able to flex inside to guard, or it might need to. We'll see. But the Chiefs swing again at the offensive line. That's where I would go there. I would consider defensive lineman for them as well, either Grant or Harmon. And I'm guessing you're probably going to go one of those two for Philadelphia. For
I'm going to go James Pierce for the Eagles.
I hope that he hates football and and that doesn't work out for them. All right. That's our draft. Again, if you want to rewatch the full thing, we had the War Room live on YouTube the entire time. So yeah, if you would like to follow along visually, you joined us late. You can also rewind, of course, in the Odyssey app on the audio version, or check out the podcast in full afterwards. When we get back, a guy who knows quite a bit about this NFL draft. In fact, I would argue he knows more than basically anybody else that's not working for an NFL team. Dane Brugler joined us on Take Command today, and you'll hear it next on the Team 980.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.